Welcome to Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. A look at the athletes and coaches who shape the Trinity League. Exploring where athletics meets faith. Now, here is your host, Bob Gibson.
Thank you so much for joining us once again this week on Immaculate Heart Radio. Later on in the hour, we'll go out to J. Sarah High School and focus on their now legendary baseball program. But we kick things off with a visit to Rosary Academy, where Tom Tice has led the Royals program for almost two decades. And after seven league titles, this year's team looks to be another strong contender in the Trinity League.
Coach, I guess first things first, you returned quite a good team from a year ago. You know, you got to be happy with when you look at your roster and you see the team that's coming back in 2017.
Yeah, we only lost a couple starters. Having our pitcher and catcher back and all of our defense up the middle is certainly very nice. It's a good problem to have.
Hitting is always, it seems to be behind pitching early on the season in baseball. Is it the same way in softball?
Probably not, because everybody's playing all season, really. I mean, they've got travel ball, and they come to it ready to go. So the hitters are ready.
As you put your roster together, senior pitcher, senior catcher, right away, I mean, is that half the equation right there, to have that duo ready to go, especially as you sort of take a peek towards league later on?
Yeah, it's probably more than half, having the pitcher and catcher who've worked together not just for 4 years, but starting in grade school. We like to build on defense first, and that all starts with the pitcher and catcher. So we can build knowing what the pitcher throws and where the ball is likely to land and move on from there.
Sometimes you look at softball and you think, why would defense even matter? If you have that good pitcher, they're striking out people left and right. But really, it's the old adage, right up the middle, right, with your defense?
Yeah, something happened about 5 years ago. They moved the pitching distance back three more feet. So there's a lot more hits than there used to be. Striking out 10 or 12 people in a game used to be regular, and now, 5 to 7 is probably normal, which means people are putting the ball in play 15 or 20 times, and you've got to be able to stop it.
Is that a good thing for the sport?
I think so, yeah. It makes the lineups deeper. There were a lot of really long, boring 1-0 games, which can be kind of cool to a certain sort of masochist, I guess, but getting everybody involved and having more defensive plays and more offensive opportunities certainly is more fun, I think.
What are the things you're working on at this point in the season, as you've had your team on the field now for a little while, getting them back? Obviously, they know the routine. It's a veteran team. But what are the things you really get them working on early on?
Well, we lost one of our starting infielders to injury right before the season started. So we're trying to break in a junior in place of a senior, and she's doing a great job so far. But those infielders have a shorthand, and they know each other's tendencies, so we're trying to work on that. Bunt coverages are always important, steal coverages, first and third plays. All the defensive specialty items are pretty important, and then offensively, you can't miss signs. You have to know when it's a bunt and when it's a hit and run. Missing those can be crucial.
Chemistry, is that a big part of what this team is going to be about this year?
Yes, and it's not something we work on, because the kids just love each other. I mean, it's a great group. The six seniors have all been on varsity since freshman year. So there's, certainly a real emotional shorthand there with all those kids. And they take everybody else under their wing. We've got three freshmen on the team, and quite often I see one of the seniors pulling a freshman aside, putting her arm around her, explaining things to her, telling her it's going to be okay and that she's going to get better. So we have a great group. It's not something that I need to work on at all, because they're fantastic.
Is that just part of what this school is about, what kids buy into when they come to Rosary Academy, the leaders just sort of come out of the woodwork naturally?
I think so. Sisterhood is certainly what we're all about. Everybody roots for each other in the classroom. Right now it's red and gold season, and everybody's performing together, and they root for each other in the performance. In sports, you can tend to root against people, or have maybe members of your family rooting against one of your teammates so that you get more playing time. In softball, that could be true, but I don't see it with this group. They're really genuinely happy for each other. We've got a sophomore pitcher and a freshman pitcher, and I don't think anybody's rooting for Amelia to fail. They want her to do well, and they know that they'll get their turn eventually.
Softball is so much different than baseball. Is a very subdued game. It seems like softball, the girls are, they have their chance, and they're always, rooting each other on from the dugout. It's really the camaraderie that stands out, I think, to anyone who comes out and takes a look at it.
Yeah, definitely. It can be a lot more emotional, more exciting in some ways than baseball. It's faster. The bases are shorter. You're not holding pitchers on base, so you don't have the pitcher standing with the ball too long. It's really just pitch after pitch, and then, quick 60-foot base paths. makes it pretty exciting.
Tom Tice, head softball coach at Rosary Academy, joining us this week on Catholic Sports View. The Trinity League, you know, I don't have to tell you how tough the Trinity is, obviously. You know, how much fun is that? I guess my first question, how much fun is it to be part of a league that you know is going to be that good every year?
It's fun, but it's brutal. I mean, it's, you know, while you're in it, it's certainly tough. It's a buzzsaw. You know, I grew up, I went to Servite, and I had a distaste for some of the other schools in my league. And when I got to be an adult and a coach, I realized that the better those schools are, the better I have to become to compete with them. So, rather than there being a disdain, I really appreciate a lot of the coaches that we go against and the players that we go against, because, you know, we're all rising each other. We're getting each other better. And, you know, somebody's got to win the league championship, and hopefully that's us. But certainly we, you know, we want everyone else to do well, because that makes us better.
Seems like everybody within the league, you know, always has a target on their back from people outside the league. But I think within the Trinity, it always seems like there's good, healthy rivalries here.
Definitely. Yeah. Whenever we play a non-league opponent, it can be their Super Bowl sometimes, especially with our local North County teams. You know, I don't know who our rival is in league. We play four teams, and we've had great games with all of them. So you could say we have eight rivalry league games. I know that there's a Max Preps designation for rivalry, but really every league game is brutal and important. So that makes them all fun for sure.
Is it more fun too that, you know, once you get into league, you're really pitting yourself against, you know, the top teams you're going to find anywhere in Southern California?
It's fun and harrowing, and certainly makes your preparation for that more important. You can't just schedule tomato cans and then try to show up for Trinity League games. You've got to really prepare yourself with good teams, face good pitching. Got to really get ready, or you're going to be in trouble.
How healthy is the softball community, not just in Orange County, but in Southern California?
Well, Southern California has been for decades, and I think still is, the hotbed of softball. You know, there's portions of Arizona and Texas and even the East Coast that produce really great players, but still, you know, you see the best here. Every time when we watch the College World Series, it's chock full of girls from Orange County. So we're literally among the best. And, you know, our school, among others in our league, send kids off to the greatest colleges in the land.
Is there a certain type of athlete that you're looking for, you know, when they come in here to Rosary Academy? Or is that girl already kind of focused in on wanting to be here and wanting to be part of your program?
Well, for softball, the smarter, the better. And luckily, we have really smart student athletes who play not just our sport, but every sport here. You know, I like to think that we have a mental toughness advantage with our girls. A lot of softball is so mental and so intricate. There's so much you have to learn and get better at mentally that I like to think that we're an advantage when we take the field.
We talked a little bit about your pitcher-catcher, you know, combination. Kind of delve into it a little deeper, if you could, for us, and what exactly that means. Because people are familiar with the sport of baseball, you need a pitching staff. But, you know, you really need one or two pitchers maybe to get through a softball season, maybe a third here and there. But, you know, you really rely on that one pitcher. And that connection's got to be there, you know, from the start with that pitcher-catcher connection.
Absolutely. You know, our senior pitcher is Amelia Weirchuk. She and our catcher, Sarah Ellersick, went to grade school at Holy Family together. So they came in knowing each other. Amelia's style is to throw as many down balls as possible. She likes to get it top of the shin or the knees and get those strikes called at the knees. That means a lot of balls will end up in the dirt or very low. And Sarah's a phenomenal blocker of the ball. You know, if you allow wild pitches or pass balls, you're allowing those runners to move up. So she has to be very proficient defensively. She has to be able to frame the ball. She has to be able to hold it up into the strike zone where it crosses the plate and not let the umpire think that it's low. It needs to be a low strike. The two of them get along well. They laugh easily together. They root for each other. You know, it's been a really fun partnership for us to watch.
Is it always exciting? We've had all the rains in Southern California, so it's at times it's been hard to get out on the field, I would imagine. Sunshine finally in the air as we head towards spring. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, sunshine's been amazing. You know, we only had about two or three practices in February, and then by the end of the month, we had to start playing games already. So it was tough, and our defense isn't where it needs to be yet, but certainly the more sunshine we get, the better we'll be.
Is that where maybe an advantage of having a team that's been together for a couple of years comes in handy?
Well, theoretically, yes, but you still have to make the plays. If you don't have that dirt time, you can't really duplicate it. We play in the gym with softballs, and we get some other time in batting cages, but really being on the field and the grass is what helps the most.
In your mind, what's going to be a successful season when it's all said and done?
We root for 20 wins every year. You know, 20 wins establishes you as a special team, one that goes down in your school's history. We want to compete for a league championship. We want to win the league championship. You know, we want to put another banner up in our gym. We tied for second last year with a couple of our league mates, and there's a disappointment in finishing second. You want to finish first. This year will be interesting because for the first time in a long time, we won't be fighting for the Division I playoffs. We'll be in CIF Division II, which again, theoretically, gives us a better chance of going deep into the playoffs. But with this group, we think 20 wins, Trinity League Championship, and a CIF Championship are all within our grasp.
Closing moments here with Tom Tice, the head softball coach at Rosary Academy. Obviously, this being a Catholic school, Catholic curriculum here, you know, the faith aspect of what goes on in the classroom, on the athletic fields, it's always there. And I imagine it's a big focal point of your program as well.
Yeah, the girls are very spiritual. I mean, they take their participation in this sport as something that brings them closer to God, certainly. And we try to identify those as being very spiritual moments. When you're rising higher than kind of your normal mundane day, we coaches all see our calling as ministry. And certainly this is something that brings the kids closer to God. It brings us closer to God. And in a very real sense, you know, our team is evangelizing as we're out there. People are seeing a Catholic school when they play against us, and our behavior and our performance certainly should glorify God.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you luck throughout this season, and go get that league championship, and good luck on the playoff side. I know you'll be there with this squad, certainly.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks.
When we come back here on Catholic Sports View, we'll visit with senior softball standout Amelia Weirchuk, one of Southern California's top pitchers heading into this new season. Stay with us. Hello, this is Jim Hooper, 2016 nominee for St. Joseph Radio Man of the Year. I'm excited to let you know that the 2017 Man of the Year dinner is coming up on March 18th, and it's an encouragement to all Catholic men and Catholics in general to get active and get involved. While all men there were shy about standing out, we all walked away with a renewed sense of excitement about serving the Lord. So please don't hesitate to nominate an outstanding man from your parish or organization. The deadline again is March 1st. For more information, call Sheila at 714-402-6347 or go to the website
www.occatholicman.org. That's occatholicman.org.
Thanks, and we hope to see you at the dinner. God bless.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View. Amelia Weirchuk is a dual-threat softball player, having hit .348 as a junior while posting a solid 1.08 ERA in the circle, and she's poised to reach even bigger heights during her 2017 senior season.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View, and we are on location out at Rosary Academy this week. Amelia Weirchuk is the standout softball senior pitcher for this squad, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We were just talking with Coach Tice about all the rain we've had throughout this rainy season. Good to see the sunshine and be back out on the softball field.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's definitely where we feel most at home, and we really try to take advantage of the resources that Rosary provides for us. So we do play some softball in the gym, but it'll be really good to get back out on the field.
As you head into your senior season, you kind of look back over your 4 years here at Rosary. Has it been everything you wanted it to be?
Yeah, it's definitely a surreal experience kind of looking back, because I see the freshmen that we have in our team now, and I kind of recognize that I was there just short 4 years ago. So it's really fun to kind of be in that senior position now and take them under my wing like the seniors did when I was a freshman. So it goes a lot faster than you think it does, but now looking back, it's definitely been an amazing experience for me.
Yeah, how important is that to you as a senior to take a freshman or a sophomore, you know, underclassman, and sort of teach them, you know, the quote-unquote Rosary way, and make them the, you know, the next group that's going to come up and be that you know, that championship group behind you?
It's definitely an amazing opportunity for me, just because I definitely remember really vividly how nervous I was to be as a freshman on a brand new high school team in a brand new high school where I didn't really know a lot of people. And it was just really awesome my freshman year. We had a couple seniors that really took us all under their wing and kind of showed us the ins and outs of the softball program. So now being a senior, I have that opportunity, and I really try to take advantage of it and help them kind of thrive in this environment.
How much fun is it that you have this familiarity with your teammates? You know, this is a team that's been together for a while, and especially, you know, the pitcher-catcher combo, as we heard Coach talk about, you two have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, so Sarah and I went to elementary school together, so we're definitely super close, and that connection is really prevalent when I'm on the mound and when she's behind the plate, and I think that connection is really important.
How big a difference does it make, as we talk about, you know, this is a group that's been together? I mean, does that make it easier to just kind of go out and do your thing? There doesn't need to be a lot said. You guys just kind of know what each other is going to do?
Yeah, it's definitely helpful in that aspect because we know each other's fielding and hitting tendencies, so we kind of know how the play is going to go down. But communication is definitely still key, and it's still something that everyone needs to work on, no matter their history or past relationships. So we definitely try and work on that, but the connection is really an amazing thing to have on the field, and it gives me confidence to throw my pitches on the mound and knowing that they have my back behind me.
Amelia Weirchuk joining us on Catholic Sports View this week, senior standout pitcher for this Rosary Academy team. As you look at the season and finally, you know, getting out and getting to pitch, is each season, you know, kind of different? Do you have to find that groove again, or do you feel like, you know, you just jump out there and do it at any time?
Each season is definitely different just because new girls, new relationships, new team, but I never find it really hard to kind of find that groove and get back into the swing of things just because everyone is so supportive and so excited to be back out in the field, and that makes it a really easy transition.
Why softball? What made you gravitate towards the sport of softball?
I actually started softball when I was 5 years old. It's in my blood. My parents met playing softball, and my parents really encouraged me to go out and try different things, so I actually danced for 10 years before high school. So that was a really amazing opportunity to kind of get both sides of the athletic spectrum, but softball was really just a sport that I fell in love with, and that's the sport that I gravitated towards.
And pitching was just sort of a natural progression for you?
Yeah, I actually started pitching when I was around 8 years old. The reason we started was because our 8U rec ball team, like, didn't have another pitcher, and so the coaches kind of had to make a decision about who maybe had the ability to pitch, and they just kind of threw me out on the mound, and it was definitely not an easy start, but I kind of got into the swing of things, and I just fell in love with it.
Let's talk a little bit more about your connection with your catcher, because it's so important in softball. I mean, it's important in baseball, too, and we always compare the two sports, baseball and softball, very similar, but very different in a lot of ways, too. Do you guys just sort of have a mental thing, you know, with each other? Does she kind of know how you're feeling out there, what you want to throw? Do you have to really take a lot to get on the same page, or is it just sort of a natural at this point?
At this point, it's really natural. We really know each other's tendencies, and she knows what pitches are working, what pitches aren't. She's really awesome at calling spots and different pitches. She's really strategic in that sense. And whenever there's a miscommunication, she never hesitates to call timeout and talk with me on the mound. She's always really supportive and encouraging in all that I do, and I just love having her behind the plate.
How about Coach Tice and the staff? What have you learned over the years from Coach and all the people that you've had come in contact with here in the softball program?
Everyone here is so supportive, and they will stop at nothing to make you your best, and they'll always give you little tips and tricks to make you better, and they're just really encouraging to make you not only a better softball player, but a better person overall.
So you're excited about you know, getting out on the field? You guys have been out a few times now. The season's underway as we speak, but are you excited about what you're seeing out there so far?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I think this year could be our year to really succeed to our best potential, and I think we have the team and the chemistry to do it.
When you have this team coming back, you know, especially with all the hitters. I mean, we see all the great hitters from a year ago. That's got to make you feel better as a pitcher. You're going to get some run support.
Yeah, I know that we're all really focused, and everyone's really supportive of me, and I know that they're going to do their best to kind of help me out in the circle, but it'll be really awesome to see how it all comes together.
Is it fun to play, you know, the modern days and teams like that, especially in the Trinity League?
Yeah, the Trinity League is really competitive, and I know that the Rosary softball team is really excited to kind of go out and compete to our best ability, and I know that we definitely have the potential to go up there and beat some of the really good teams, and like Coach Tice said, there are rivalries with everyone in this league, so we need to come out and play every game like it's our biggest rival.
What's your future? What are you planning on doing after graduation here?
After graduation, I am going to Duke University, and their first year with the softball program will be my freshman year, so it'll be really exciting to kind of go out and set that ground and set all the new records, and I'm really excited to just go out there with a brand new team and compete. I actually just came back from my official visit, and all the girls are super excited to get out on the field together and play together. And that chemistry is really already prevalent, so I'm really excited to go out there and play.
So Duke didn't have softball before this next year, huh?
No, they didn't. There are some girls there now kind of setting up for the groundwork, but their first year will be my freshman year.
What made you pick Duke? I mean, you could pick, I'm sure, a lot of other programs with more established teams, but why pick a school that's starting from the ground up?
I think it's just a really amazing opportunity, and Duke is not only a really competitive athletic school, but also really rigorous in their academics, and that was something that I was really looking for, because college is not only about really competitive softball programs, but also really rigorous academic schedules. So, and that's something that I really wanted to focus on balancing, because college is not only the next 4 years, but also the next 40 years of your life, so you need to kind of set that up for a really amazing college softball experience, but also just college and life experience in general.
Closing thoughts with Amelia Weirchuk as we're out at Rosary Academy this week. You know, when this season is done, and when your career is done here on the high school level, of course, you'll go on to play college softball. But how do you want to finish out this season? How do you want your high school softball career to close out?
I really want it to be a successful one. Coach Tice kind of set our goals. We really reach for at least 20 wins in the season and league championship, CIF championship, and I know me and a lot of the other seniors on the team, we just want to leave a really good legacy and a really positive one to kind of encourage other girls to keep up that winning streak and just keep up the competitive nature of the sport. And I think we just really need to work towards that goal and kind of leave it on a positive note.
Well, on that note, we want to wish you good luck throughout the season. You go make it the best season, and good luck this year and then the next 4 years at Duke as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Amelia Weirchuk. And we've been out at Rosary Academy, focusing on the great softball program out here.
Another quick break, and then we'll head out to Jay Serra, and we'll be out on the baseball diamond. This is Catholic Sports View, where faith meets athletics on Immaculate Heart Radio.
Need an idea for summer vacation? Why not join Bishop Kevin Vann and Bishop Tim Fryer for a first-of-its-kind Catholic cruise from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico? You'll be entertained by acclaimed musician Francis Cabildo, music ministry director at Santa Margarita High School, and director of Christ Cathedral Music Ministries, Dr. John Romeri. You'll also have the blessed opportunity to celebrate Mass at the cathedral in Ensenada. It's all happening July 21st to the 24th. For info, call Travel of Orange, 877-538-0010. OCCatholic.com/travel.
Well, hello again, everybody. It is Lent here on Immaculate Heart Radio and throughout the world. With us is Wahoo's Fish Taco co-founder, Wing Lam. I understand you have another special for everybody out there this year.
Yes. During Lent, we're going to offer two fish tacos and a glass of wine for $9.99.
Will you come into the store and serve it for them?
Yes, I'll be busing and serving you at all the locations.
And there's 60 of them, so don't miss out. It's Fish Fridays during Lent at Wahoo's Fish Taco. Thanks, Wing.
Thank you.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Welcome back one more time to Catholic Sports View. Well, Jay Serra's baseball program has quickly become one of the best in the nation. Armed with some of the best talent anywhere, head coach Brett Kay is ready to make another championship run this year in 2017.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View here on Immaculate Heart Radio. We're at Jay Serra High School, and we're focusing on the baseball program, one of the top programs in all of the United States. And it's been a quick rise to the top for head coach Brett Kay and his Lions. Coach, thanks for taking a couple of minutes for us.
Sure, no problem. Got to do it. It's something I actually enjoy doing, so fire away. I'm ready to go.
It's always a good day to talk baseball, right?
Always, especially today. We had rain yesterday, so I'm excited to see that it's a little bit warmer today.
You know, we're in your office here, and I look around. I see uniforms and hats, and all the equipment is ready to go. I mean, it's always exciting to start a new season, right?
Yeah, I mean, ours is a little bit different this year because we're so backloaded with our schedule. But what you see is kind of all of our spirit pack stuff, all of our gear. We just created something new on our wall. That is really, really cool. So this is kind of like storage / office / my cave. So you want to call it a man cave, this is what it is. So
is there ever an off season?
No, not for us. It's funny because my wife's pregnant and probably going to deliver any minute now.
Well, we won't keep you.
No. But there's no Sundays are basically our time off, but I'm still on the field or in the office or getting some stuff done. And, you know, there's really no off season with as competitive as Southern California baseball is. And
you mentioned the long road up. And, you know, for a school like Jay Serra, which is still a newer school in the Orange County landscape, some of the other sports teams have taken their time and their lumps, you know, to kind of move up, especially in the Trinity League, which is maybe the toughest league in the entire nation. But this baseball program just hit the ground running almost from day one. What was the difference in this baseball program?
Back in 2007, I was 26 at the time, so I knew the vision I had in mind, and I knew kind of the culture we wanted to create. You know, I've always said, you know, in order to be successful, you got to surround yourself with good people. And so it started off with hiring a coaching staff. And, you know, we had players that were hungry and wanted to and wanted to listen. And we had to change kind of that, the systematic of what Jay Serra is. And we think we did that. And, you know, once the word kind of got out, I think it started to become more attractable to players, to student athletes. And it's been a good run. We've had some obviously really good years, and, you know, we've had some tough years. So baseball goes in waves, and anybody can beat you on any given day. But, you know, we're excited to where we're what we've accomplished.
You know, Little League and youth baseball is big, you know, obviously everywhere. But in some ways, it's almost like religion in South Orange County. I mean, the programs down here are big time, and I imagine those are the feeder programs, you know, the future Lions you hope to get in your program someday.
Yeah, I mean, we're all aware of how good South Orange County baseball is, or baseball in Orange County in general. So now it's about, you know, marketing and your programs, and, you know, really how well-rounded the student-athlete is. You know, if people want to come to Jay Serra, they have to understand they have to come here for the well-roundedness of the school, not just the baseball program. You know, our players are fairly academic. We've averaged a 3.55 over the last 2 years, and that's 1 through 75 in our program. So they're getting it done academically and have to understand that that's first and foremost. Baseball secondary. Baseball's almost third. You've got, you know, a lot of different aspects of who you are as a Jay Serra student athlete. So, you know, they have to represent their school, their family, and then obviously the baseball program. So that's an important part of kind of how we are. But it's kind of cliched, but it's really about, you know, they have to understand that, hey, I'm 37, still in college at this point in time, and I don't want them to be with the place that I'm in now, because I took school for granted at a point in time in my life. So it's important that they understand about how it is to be a well-rounded student.
A lot of it, too, is the Catholic faith that the school is based upon. And, you know, kids, obviously, you know, you mentioned they come here for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, that's part of it, too. And, then, you know, when they come in, you know, they have to buy into the fellowship aspect of it, too, I imagine.
Well, that's the most important part of our school. You know, our identity as a Catholic institution and the founders of our school back in, you know, 2003, that was an important piece, the most important piece. You know, our kind of motto is faith, intellect, and character, and the first one was faith. So, you know, they have to understand that not everyone's Catholic here, but everybody's going to have, you know, an idea of finding what faith is and finding their path in life from a faith standpoint.
Visiting with Brett Kay, the head baseball coach out at Jay Serra High School this week on Catholic Sports View. It's funny, some schools are, you know, football schools, you know, that's their identity. Others are basketball schools, that's their identity. I feel like modern day have both, you know, identities. This is a baseball school. I mean, I'll say it. I mean, maybe some other people won't say it, but this, it's kind of a rare breed. I mean, this really has become a baseball school. And that's not to look down on the football program, which has had its successes, and basketball, other sports here have had their successes. But I think it's the success of this baseball program that has really shot to the top, as I kind of mentioned at the top of the interview.
I think we've had our successes. I'll be the first one to say we're not a baseball school. I love more than anything to see, you know, what girls soccer did on Saturday and won a CIF championship, and what Coach Brogdon and Coach Rosignol, you know, are in the state regionals this coming week. So what cross country has done, what lacrosse has done, you know, what girls tennis did last year, they won a league championship. So I enjoy that. I like it. I think it's a feather in the cap. But, you know, like I talked about earlier about the well-roundedness of the school, I'm not here to stick out our chest and say baseball's arrived. You know, I want every single program to be successful. And I love, like, I love our girls soccer players. There's some players there that are great girls, great young student athletes, and to see them and Coach Baker and them to succeed is awesome. So we're rooting for everybody. We've had our successes and we've had some early, but it's all about the whole 23 sports that we have here.
I think you really do bring up a great point, though. It's that, you know, everybody here buys into what JCERA is, which is a community and a family. I imagine a lot of that came from Jim Hartigan, you know, the athletic director who's built this thing up almost from the ground up.
Yeah, it's been a combination of a lot of different things. I think of hiring the right people and getting the right people into place so that we can start understanding what continuity is and fellowship and, you know, to be able to understand and have conversations with other coaches and share ideas and share organizational skills and practice plans and whatnot. You know, that's our new football coach asked me to give a speech in the fall, this coming fall, to the football players before a game. And I was kind of blown away by that. And, you know, obviously honored to do that. And that's been a great thing here is the culture that's being created. And that's an important piece of what we want from a coaching staff, what we want from an administration, what we want from our athletic administration, is we want to be able to have, you know, share ideas and have conversations and be able to support and root for each other and support for the student athletes. So that is all an important piece of the coaching experience as well as the student athlete experience.
We're visiting with Brett Kay, the head baseball coach at JCERA High School. So as you head into this season, you know, you look around and you have a lot of spots to fill, a lot of graduated seniors you know, from a year ago, but that doesn't always seem to be a problem for a program like JCERA or like a Modern Day or like a Santa Margarita. There always seems to be those lower level kids ready to step up and fill the void. Is that the same thing for you this year?
Yeah, we'd like to say that. I mean, this year more than any other year, I say it would be different than any other year we've had. I mean, each year it's kind of a different team. The last 3 years, we kind of knew our lineup. We kind of knew who was going to pitch for the majority. We knew who was going to play. This year we don't. And I think there's a lot of moving parts to our team. We've probably got our biggest roster we've ever had, but we're probably going to use our biggest roster that we've ever had. That includes our pitching staff, so especially with the new pitch count rules and restrictions there. But we're really kind of have some depth offensively and defensively, and it's a lot of interchangeable moving parts. Yes, those guys are tough to replace, but, you know, and that was one of the greatest seasons the school's ever seen, and I've ever seen and been a part of. And, you know, this year the expectation is no different. You know, the fact that we're last seven starters and those, it doesn't mean much to us internally or me. We just got to go out and play what JCERA baseball is and what we can do and what I know the boys are capable of. You know, there's going to be trials and tribulations and bumps in the roads and things like that, but they're learning. They're learning. They're learning to get tougher. They're learning to get mentally stronger and get better each day at something. And that's it, both individually and collectively as a whole.
We're going to talk to Colin Townsend in our next segment. How important is it to have a guy like that who can provide leadership on the field and off the field?
Well, high school starts, you know, up the middle. And CT's, you know, was 5-0 last year and was one of those guys that came out from the lower levels. And just was really good for us. He'll move to center and obviously pitch. And so, you know, high school baseball and really anywhere in baseball, you'll be strong with the middle. Okay. So, you know, having him is an important piece because we've got some arms and he's one of those arms that we'd like to, you know, we're going to really use. So it's important to have a CT because he's a baseball player in every respect of the word. So it's nice to have him because he is a baseball player. And that's what I love about that kid is that he's gonna grind out everything he possibly can to get us a win. So it's a nice bet to have.
Obviously, you know, beginning of the season is always tournament time. Lots of fun tournaments. You have a good one, you know, down here, you know, the Boris Classic that always takes place around here. Obviously, Scott Boris is a big part of this JCERA program. His son went through this program a few years back. When you look at, you know, starting a season, and you want to find good competition because you know by the time you get to the Trinity League, you're playing the best of the best there.
Yeah, I mean, we're never going to schedule down. I mean, regardless of what the CIF thing is we're always going to try to play the best. You know, we've got Huntington Beach, we got Gar, Valencia, and De La Salle's coming down from Northern California to come down and play us. So that's going to be our non-league schedule. Then we have the National Classic, which is the first time we've ever been in my 11 years here. And then the Boris Classic, and then our league game. So I'd like to think that our schedule is probably the toughest in the nation. I know a lot of teams say that, but ours is pretty rough. Yeah. And you know, that's whether we're 0-27 or 27-0, at least I can sleep at night and say, hey, we're going to play the best. Right. And I think our parents want that, our administration wants that, and I know our players want that. So it's exciting for us to be able to do that, and that's what we've created. We've had to build that through, you know, 10, 11 years, but it's something we seek out, and I'm sure other teams seek it out too, but we want it. That's how you're going to get better. It's good for us.
Yeah, how much fun is that, that we talk about the Trinity so much, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, like I said, three of the top teams in the nation right here in this Trinity League, you know, arguably, but you're right, Huntington Beach, a lot of the other public school programs around here too that are so good. There's no lack of competition in Southern California. There never is.
No, I mean, Southern California is the hotbed. I mean, people could say parts of Texas or Florida, but I'd take any tournament out of state, and I'd love to set up 20 teams in Southern California and play them and, you know, see what it is. I mean, this is the best competition you're going to get. This is the most well-coached, the best student-athletes, and you're going to see it if you want to go to Division I college. So, as I like to say, giddy up, Seabiscuit, it's time to get going.
Yeah.
So.
Closing moments with Brett Kay out here at J. Sarah. Was there a fraternity among the coaches as well? You know, you guys see each other a lot. You know, do you talk in the off season? Do you kind of maybe look at each other, especially the Trinity coaches, and say, gee whiz, look what we get a chance to be a part of here?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Bacani and I'd like to classify him as one of my best friends. Yeah. I mean, we played at Cal State Fullerton for 3 years together. We played in the Mets for 3 years, and my son plays with his daughters, and, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, Coach Call at Modern Day was one of my high school coaches. And Coach Don Barbara at Bosco knows my wife extremely well because he was a player at Long Beach State. My wife went to Long Beach State, and her dad was a softball coach for 30 years there. You know, Coach Borba and Coach Gilbert as well. I mean, we have so much mutual respect for each other.
Coach, we want to wish you luck this season. We know it's going to be a good one no matter what happens, and good luck down the road.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're excited.
Just a quick pause here on Catholic Sports View. When we return, we'll talk with one of the senior standout pitchers for this year's J. Sarah team. That and more when we come back.
Well, everybody, it is Lent again, and that means it's Fish Fridays at Wahoo's Fish Taco. With the co-founder, Wing Lam. Wing, what do you have for us this year?
A $9.99 special, get a couple of fish tacos and a nice glass of wine.
And that's every Friday during Lent?
Yes, every Friday at all our locations.
And there's great food all the other times as well. It's Wahoo's Fish Tacos, everybody. 60 locations all over the country. Stop by for Fish Friday during this Lent. For all the information, go to OCCatholic.com.
Need an idea for summer vacation? Why not join Bishop Kevin Vann and Bishop Tim Fryer for a first-of-its-kind Catholic cruise from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico. You'll be entertained by acclaimed musician Francis Cabildo, music ministry director at Santa Margarita High School, and director of Christ Cathedral Music Ministries, Dr. John Romeri. You'll also have the blessed opportunity to celebrate Mass at the Cathedral in Ensenada. It's all happening July 21st to the 24th. For info, call Travel of Orange, 877-538-0010. OCCatholic.com/travel.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View, where athletics meets faith. Well, that J. Sarah baseball team, they are primed and ready for a huge 2017 season. And one of the big reasons is one of their standout senior pitchers, Colin Townsend. He's ready to take the ball and be the number one pitcher on the mound for this Lions team.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports View here on Immaculate Heart Radio. And we're at J. Sarah High School. We're visiting with Colin Townsend, the senior pitching standout for the Lions. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we appreciate it. All the rain that's been going on throughout most of the end of this winter, just happy to be out on some dry baseball fields again?
Yeah, luckily our field, we got a helicopter to kind of dry it a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Helped a little bit, and we got a lot of dirt, did a lot of work to the field. But, yeah, it's really nice to kind of have the weather back and play start playing games during the season.
Helps to know some people literally in high places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Coming off last season, what are your personal expectations, you know, for this year's senior year?
Obviously, as a team, we hope to win our league, and then whatever goes along with CIF, because that's obviously another goal of ours. But basically, just to win our league, do well, and have fun. Kind of just, it's a senior year, so it's our last time going around, just have, like, the best time we can.
Right. Do you put any personal expectations on yourself?
I don't really have, like, a personal goal. I just kind of want to win our league.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You mentioned the league. That's the Trinity League. Mm-hmm. It might be the best baseball league in the country. Mm-hmm. It's certainly, you know, basketball, football. We know how good the Trinity is, you know, across the board. Baseball's no different. How much fun is it to compete against Orange Lutheran, Modern Day? You know, three of these teams in this league are among probably the top 10 in the nation.
Yeah, it's obviously a lot of fun. You have to compete. You have to stay. We've won the last 3 years and kind of have a target on our back, like Coach K says. And obviously, we see everyone's best guy, and it's just kind of, it's fun to see everyone's best, but at the same time, it's challenging. And you always have to have your best foot forward, or else it's going to be pretty hard to win the league.
Is that part of what's fun for you, and I imagine for your teammates too, is that You look at this wall, you look at all the history already here at J. Sarah, you know, program has been around just, you know, maybe a little more than a decade now. You know the history here. You know what you have to live up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously it's, we have guys like Hedges who are in the big leagues now, and they kind of set the precedent of what J. Sarah is supposed to be. And so it's, we kind of try and live up to that because obviously at least the last 3 years we've been pretty good. And so it's, you kind of want to stay up top and don't want to like kind of have like bumps in the road and just obviously stay at the top is probably where everyone wants to be.
Right. Obviously, you weren't here in the beginning of the program. You know, you can only account for your 4 years, but in your 4 years here now, what have you seen that allows this program to stay at the top like it has for so long?
Just everyone being a team, and we've had guys that go all over the place, like Chase Strump just hit a home run at Dodger Stadium, so it's just nice to see all these guys going to college and kind of helps bring other players in to kind of see, like, why the program stays at the top.
Right. As a pitcher, you're out there, you know, almost on your own, on an island out there on the mound, so to speak. Do you like having that pressure, the ball in your hand?
Yeah, I like it. And obviously, the guys on defense make it a little easier with Royce at short and other guys up the middle. And obviously, you need a team to be able to pitch well. So, obviously, like, the guys around that are going to help me do my job.
Colin Townsend, senior starting pitcher for the J. Sarah Lions, our guest this week on Catholic Sports View. In the off season, you know, after your junior, you know, over the summer, you know, there's no off season in baseball. Obviously, you know, you're playing all the time. I'm sure you're out with your buddies, you know, doing your thing. Do you guys talk about the upcoming season? Do you talk about what you guys want to be able to accomplish?
Yeah, we talked about over the summer. We obviously knew we lost a lot of guys, but we all believe that we had enough. We had the right guys to win another league championship, and even though people don't kind of expect us to win, we still think that we have pretty good chance of winning league.
Well, was that a thing when you were an underclassman, where there's juniors and seniors, guys that took you under their wing, you know, kind of showed you the ropes, you know how to be a part of this this program?
Yeah, I'd say so, and especially last year because we had basically only two spots open. It was me and Micah Pries, and they kind of helped us kind of understand what we had to do, what our roles were as a team.
Do you take that now on your shoulders, you know, now that you're a senior? You know, you want to be the leader. You want to show these young guys who, you know, who are coming up to fill some of these open spots?
Yeah, for sure, because next year, obviously, I'm not going to be here. So kind of want to pass the reins on to other people and show them what they kind of have to do when they're going to be a senior.
Do you sneak a peek at the paper? Do you sneak a peek at some of the websites, you know, see what the other teams are doing?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I saw Hagen hit two bombs the other night, but it's not really something that is that important to me.
How much fun, you know, I talked about how much, you know, how important this league is and how great this league is, but when you really break it down, you know, what does it mean to be part of a league that has an Orange Lutheran and a Modern Day and you know, Servite? These are all programs that are among the best in the nation. Does that make you guys, you know, think in the back of your mind, hey, we got to come at it just that much harder?
I don't think so. I think how we prepare and practice, how we're going to play in the game. So if we prepare well enough, I think we have a chance to beat anyone.
What's the style here? I mean, is it what's Coach K's style? What does he demand of you guys? You know, what's a day of practice like out of J. Sarah?
It's quick, high intensity, max effort. Just can't really slack off because there's going to be guys that are going to pass you and you're not going to do well in our league.
Colin Townsend joining us here this week on Catholic Sports on Immaculate Heart Radio as we continue our spring outlook and a look at baseball, which is right around the corner here. Actually, it's really started now. You know, the season is underway. I mentioned all the rain that we got, and it's nice to be back out on the baseball field. When we talk about team goals, the league championship, you know, that's obviously within reach, but just how far can this program go this year?
I don't think that people really know how good we are. I think a lot of people think we lost 7 of our 9 starters, and right. So they're not really expecting anything of us, and I think sometimes we could be like the underdog, but I still think we have a pretty good chance of winning our league and possibly even a CIF title.
Are those kind of doubts more from outsiders and not necessarily stuff you guys think about inside?
Yeah, I'd for sure say outsiders. Like, other teams just don't really expect anything of us. So, but I think as a group, we all know how good we can be if we play together as a team, so it's not anything that's going to stop us.
It's hard to think of J. Sarah as maybe the underdog, but is that kind of a fun position maybe to be in?
Yeah, I like it because last year, obviously, everyone knew how good we were. And so it's just nice. It's not nice, but it's different. But I don't mind it.
Closing moments out here at J. Sarah. when you look back on your 4 years here at J. Sarah, you know, are you happy with what's happened? And you know, how great would it be to put the, you know, the proverbial cherry on top of the sundae here with a big championship this year?
It'd be really special, I think. I mean, at least last year was just probably the best year I've had here, and at least how fun it was. And obviously, the senior year, you're going to try to have fun, and I think winning the league championship would kind of put the cherry on top of it.
Well, we wish you luck the rest of the season, and go get a championship.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks again to the J. Sarah Baseball Program for taking some time to visit with us. Well, before we wrap things up, we want to give congratulations to the J. Sarah girls soccer team. They defeated Trinity rival Modern Day 5-4 in penalty kicks. That was after a 1-1 tie in regulation, and that allowed them to take home the Southern Section Division I title. Also, congratulations go out to the Rosary basketball team, who also had to survive overtime, defeating Camarillo High School 52-51 to capture the Southern Section 2AA championship. The second for longtime head coach Rich Yoon, who also led the Royals to a CIF title back in 1999. We will catch up with Coach Yoon and talk about that illustrious championship next week, right here on Catholic Sports View. And on that note, we wrap up the show for this week. You can always check out our webpage, OCCatholic.com/radio, for all of our archived shows. I am Bob Gibson. We'll talk with you next week, right here on Catholic Sports View on Immaculate Heart Radio. Thanks for listening.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1-acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gems of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
Hi, this is Deacon Steve Greco from Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, and we are so excited to be partnering with Immaculate Heart. And I'm also very pleased to have published my first book, 365 Days of Praise. It's a daily devotional to help you with a daily scripture reading, a reflection, and also a thought-provoking question to help stimulate your spiritual growth.
Available online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or find out more at SpiritFilledHearts.org.